How far did we get in the Gemara? What? In the Gemara, not in the Tesis. What? No, I mean, we got just to the bottom of the Svarim Lalev. I want to know, we don't remember. I think that, I mean, that's my vague impression. Now, Ramam Tane, to Yahweh Soche Soche Rebbe, is that true or not?
I think that we got until
what?
Until they finish discussing Mahalos Rebbe of Lazar.
Well, that's it, no?
Huh?
That's it. You mean, not as far as I say, but only up to Omama?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay, okay. Could be, yeah. Okay, okay. Okay. Amama. Even Yatsa Harei Tvoromo. Because before, the Braise says, Vishomer Mishpachte, Omer Abrezab Yaakov, Vamea Kosem Daber, Ibn Yecheratzmei Harei Tvorom, Ibn Yerza Harei Tvorom, or Ina Kosem Daber, Ero Bimochu Bezdin Shtayim Vishoi Shonim Lefnei Ayiver, Sheayiver Mitzi. So the Posik of Vishomer Mishpachte, Vishnas Ayiver, has reference to Mechur Bezdin. Because Mecher Atzmei Harei Tvorom Atchnas Ayyevo Yavei Yimoch. Binirza Harei Tvorom Tvorom. The Gemara will explain that yet. Vizal Kedai Toch Yalif Sochi Sochi Lomeli Nilef Socha Socha, and if we learn our Victor Hashem of Socha Socha, so why do we need a special posik that Mechur Bezdin is Yitzibiyede? Let us learn out from Nimka Leakov. Let us learn out from Mecher Atzmei. From Mecher Atzmei. So the Gemara says, Omer Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Leilom Yalif Socher Socher. And the reason is why you need this special Gzeras HaKosuv, that is yet to be a veil, Mechur Bezdin, and we don't learn out from Mecher Atzmei. Yisaldach HaMim Mecher Atzmei Yudur Avdi Surah. Avon Mechur Bezdin Dovid Yisure, his Torah, in uniqueness, Mecher Atzmei ordinarily also involved in Issa. But suppose there is such an extreme hardship situation, Mame, she cannot live, so then it's not ourselves, so there are certain circumstances under which it is Mutar to be Mecher Atzmei. Even in Kalakum under certain extreme circumstances. Mashenkin to steal, so no circumstance under which it is muta to steal. So maybe I would say, maybe it's not a tzibiyo as a penalty, as a knas, in a nikness, komashma. That's why the Torah has to mention a special zel zakosuf. Zakosuf, vishova mishpachte, to advise us that even somebody who stole, and because of that, he was sold as an illegitimate, so he still needs to be able. Omama, Ibn Yotza, Harei Tvorom, Where is it mentioned in the Torah that the Nirza and Neved Nirza is Yitzhak my Itan, Fishab, Mishra, Hodos, Mishra, Sparte, Bamekos, Midabe, Ibn Mecherat, Nari for Omo, Imohu, Bez Nari for Omo, Hoy Nakos of Midabe, Elobin Nirza, Stein, Mishra, Shon, Lifne, Aye. So the person who shafted me shlach was also we shall mispachte. So in reference to in Yotza Shagir and Mitzri, my mashma, how do you know? Omar Rabbi Bashur Omar Kol Ish, he shafted me shlach was also. Is there a dover shenei b'ish v'nei b'isho? Evein azo Mitzir. V'yitzlach l'mikhtaf machu b'ezn, v'yitzlach l'mikhtaf Yotza. Die Aschmin machu besen mischle motto zimne. So that's why he's Yetzir Chiyo's behavior. Avon Yotza, who was originally supposed to be Yetzir Chiyo's before, but the Torah penalized him on account of the fact that he was so servile that he refused to go out of the house. So maybe, and that in itself is a knas, the ritzir. So maybe that knas entails that even believers should not go out of the house. Mishum Dovid Rishesh, Ava Mechu Bezdin, who has not served a term of 6 years as yet, in the Lord Tzuch, V'yitztrech L'michta V'yishavtem, V'yitztrech L'michta V'leila, because in Vayikho, so the Torah says, V'yishavtem Mishalach Ozosi, V'yishal Mishpachti. That is Yetzir Bishnas Ayevel, the Nirza. And the Mishpatim, Vavod Leila, what does Leila mean? Leila Mishal Yevel. Why do the Torah have to mention that the Nirza is Yetzir Lechelot Beyevel twice? I mean, why does the Torah have to mention it twice? Because Rachman Leila have a mean Leila Mamish, not Yevel, but in perpetuity. Because Rachman Bishaft. Because the Rahman Shafta Minahan Mirahid Luyoba Chesh. Avalihad Baba Chesh. Luyehei Seifei Homo Mitchalose. Matchalose Chesh. Av Seifei Namesheish. Oh, Hanan Mirahid Yetin Yatsabi Yerulikin Mirahin Echad Luyoba Chesh Acharitziye. Aber ich habe da zwei Sachen erzählt. So I would say even before the Shnas Ayivu, as long as there are 6 years as of the Ritzir, so it should be Yitzir Chayos. Nik Mishayidu Yitzir Ritzir Chmo Mitoz Mekore, Kom Mashpun Leilom. So, Leilom is Halib. All right. Now, we'll go further with the Gemara. I don't want to go over the other thesis. Because I want to go over the Gemara, and that Gemara and the Tzvogim of Beis is very complicated. Gemara, there is a certain taste that is very, very complicated. And then, if we have time, we'll go back to tases of Chokion, Bekeset, and Michratz, because actually, in these tases, there is no difficulty in the tases. All right. Elamantane, so the Gemara has been trying to explore and discover who is the Tane who doesn't learn out of the Gzereshol of Sochasach. Now we have to remember what the Ritva says, and that's very important, because the Ritva says, now we shouldn't think, since the Gemara tried to find out who is the Tane who doesn't learn out of Sochasach here, and every time the Gemara mentions a possible Tane, the Gemara refutes it. So that means there is no such time. No, that's not a pshat of the Gemara. There is such a time. who is the Tanna Tanna is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda, Tafkuf Yudalev in Bumtzi. He explicitly says that we don't learn our Torah song. But Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda is not a reference to Eved Divrei, to pay out, to Sechiras Kelim, I mean, to pay out, I mean. So, the Gemara wants to find a Tanna who says the same aloche mamish directly in connection with Eved Divrei. So that Gemara refuted. We don't find. But since we don't find the Tanna who explicitly applies that concept of lo yalif socha socha ligab Eved Divrei, some mele, the Tanna is Rabbi Yisrael Mele. The Gemara thought at first, maybe there is a Tanna directly in the case of Eved Divrei. So that Gemara was there. We don't have such a Tanna. But the Alibi the MS, the truth is that since there is such a Tanna in regard to Sechiras Kelim, so that Tanna will apply it to Eved Divrei too. Eved Divrei too? Alright. Elman Tanna Yalif Socha Socha. Rebbe. The Tanya is... So Rebbe learns out from this passage when we go to Beire, Beire or Nigal, or the Guas Krevi, the Nigal Vishesh. His Yetzer Echeus, or the Guas Krevi, and Guas Acher, and Guas Recheiki, but the Nigal Vishesh, but he's not Yetzer Vishesh. And the Divra Nigal Yisrael, so is Yetzer Vishesh, Yishesh on Yahweh, Vashvi Yetzer Achav Shechinom, but the divan kalakum is not yeti b'sheish. Is not yeti b'sheish. That's what Rebbe says. Then at the end, the Gemara refers to Rebbe's chachamim. So because of that, Trishim say that Aloch is like Rebbe, because the chachamim agreed with it. Beilu nigal v'nigal b'sheish. So it's a special yosakos. Why does the Torah have to tell us explicitly in Exeras HaKosuf that is not Yetzer B'Sheish, Meicha Teisa should be Yetzer B'Sheish. And from the Torah says, L'Gabi Nimka L'Yisrael, Sheishan Yavit, but Gabi Nimka L'Akum, the Torah doesn't mention that Yetzer B'Sheish. So Meicha Teisa should we say is Yetzer B'Sheish, that the Torah has to tell us is not Yetzer B'Sheish. The answer is, even though the Torah doesn't tell us explicitly that is Yetzer B'Sheish, so I would say, on the basis of it, our Chaimera, that he is Yetzer B'Sheish. So that's why the Torah has to tell us explicitly, it's not Yetzer B'Sheish. What's the Kalachim, Ashiyachim? Validinu, Uma Mishen Nigal Beire, Nimkal Yisrael. So it's not Yetzer Alvei Gulas Krev. So it's Nigal B'Sheish. Sheishon Yav Vashvi Yitzlach of Shechinom. Zesh Nigal Beire. So now the divan in Kalakum. In the din she nigal b'sheish. In other words, ma mi shein in nigal b'yore. Nimkar. L'Yisrael is not Yetzer Echeus. So nimkar l'Yisrael is relatively homo. He is not nigal b'kreli. She nigal b'yore. That's nimkar l'Yisrael is relatively homo. So the relatively homo person, the Eved Divrei Hanukkah Yisrael is relatively humble. He's not Yetzi so quickly, so arbitrary. So he's still. So the relatively humble person is Yetzi Lechirus B'sheish. Zeshen Nigal Be'ele Nimka Le'akum, who is relatively cold, is more than Yetzi. So the Nimka Le'akum, who is relatively cold, in Din Shenigal B'sheish. So it's a deduction of a cow from a chomer. Talmud Rima Be'ele, Be'ele Nigal Ve'Nigal B'sheish. Ve'i Salgadaitoch Yalif Sochir Sochir. If you say that it's Yalif Sochir Sochir, Amai Koma Umam Mishay Nigal Be'ele. Why does this, the Tana say, why does Rebbe say, Umam Mishen Nigal Beile, Nimkal Yisrael is not Yeitze al Begulas Krevim, why not? Nilev Socher Socher. The Torah mentions Socher Gabi Nimkal Yisrael, the Torah mentions Socher Gabi Nimkal Akum, just as by Nimkal Akum, so is So is Yetzi al Begulas Krevim, so Nimkal Yisrael should also be here. Why is there such a devil pashut by Rebbe that is a Nigal Be'er, that the Nimkal Yisrael is not Yetzi L'Cheirus B'sheish? I'm sorry, that Nimkal Akum is not Yetzi L'Cheirus al Begulas Krevim. So it's a raya that Rebbe holds lo yalif socher socher. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok le'ilom yalif socher socher. But then you ask, if yalif socher socher, so why does Rebbe say that Nimkal Yisrael Nimkal Yisrael is not Yetzi al Begulas Krevim? There is a special Gzeiros HaKosuf. The Torah says here, Yigolenu lo zeh v'lo lah. Only Nimkal Akum is Yetzi al Begulas Krevim. But Nimkal Yisrael is not Yetzi al Begulas Krevim. Now the Rashi. V'ingol v'lo minkol v'om sibe v'chem 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 Nehav Socher Socher Glas Krim, Nimkal Yisroel, Nimkal Yichovim, Nimkal Namik Sivki Socher, Shalom Shalom Yimei. All right. Let's learn the two tesis. So the first tesis is a simple tesis. Doesn't require an elaborate explanation. Amai komar umam mishin migal beile nilf socher socher. So why does Rebbe say that Nimkal Yisrael is not Yetzi al Begulas Krevim? We should learn how things are shove from Nimkal Akum, just as Nimkal Akum is Yetzi al Begulas Krevim. So Nimkal Yisrael is also Yetzi al Begulas Krevim lechatz Yisrael migal beile v'im teima kinam lo yalfinu socher socher leima shein lechatz Yisrael migal beile נמכר וכחופים מכל מוקים נראית מחויססיק ווב מייסיף על מרישים וילמית מכרץ מישראל נגבי אלו נמכר וכחופים. From this Gemara it appears that only if we learn how to exer a shove, if we apply exer a shove of socher socher, then there is a basis to say that נמכר וישראל is Yetzi al Begulas Krevim. But if we don't apply the Gzeiros HaKosuf here, there is no basis for the promise that Nimkal Yisrael is Yitzhak Vashkarim, he says, without recourse to Exer of Socher Socher. So, just on the basis of the Alfuse of Vov Meisif Al-Niyarishin, we should learn out that Nimkal Yisrael is Yitzhak Vashkarim, because first the Torah discusses Nimkal Yisrael, then it's Vov Meisra Nirishin, and the Torah discusses Nimkal Akum, Vov Meisra Nirishin, just as Limato, Nimkal Akum, so is Yisrael Gulas Kairin, so Limayo, Lamidayim Natachtein, the alien should also be Yisrael Gulas Kairin. ויש לאימא דורי קרבחים מאה ממוחו בז רבי לאין דורי קרבחים ממוחו בז so that's not cause of the mile only מחרצה is cause of the mile שני cause of the mile נמכל ויכול שבקום קרבחים מוחו בז שני cause of the mile נמכל ויכול I think it would be better the Russian instead of בין נמכל ויכול מין נמכל ויכול but it's okay I mean it means the same thing. Vintena, heyecha teisek abaitin dineila, mochu bezden, menimka. Levi tuchovim, bigzera shove, di socher socher. Ho amret, di svora leima, so you should learn how to take zera shove, of socher socher, of a nimka luchov, just as nimka luchovim. So is Yitzhak was craving, so, Nimkal Yisrael is also, Mechul Bezden should also be Yitzhak Vashkarim. But Mechul Bezden means because of Neivet. And then the Gemara says before that there could be a Havamina without a special Teres HaKosuf, that since he's a Gamev, so then he's not so readily Yitzhak Vashkarim. Ligabeyevo. So the same thing should be true about Gulas Kreivim, because of the same reason. Ritohama, the swallowing of Hubert Nikesham Gabri Sura, Pish Lima, the post of the Gulik called the Uchi to be able to have a Gabri Sura. If the Torah hadn't mentioned that, so I would apply that oneness. But since in respect to be able, the Torah does not apply this oneness, so Mimela, that means in respect to us craving, we shouldn't apply the same oneness either. First of all, we should have a research and first have a boy in me of Socher Socher, she go be a yuav aiko. Vintena, a kata hich a boy in me of Socher Socher here, she in go be a mikro luchovim, mawe in mikro luchovim, dimu she in go be a, ke isho yitmo be a luchovim, he shouldn't be influenced and become assimilated. Vyesh luna vahais vore shlo yitmo in a ksuvo, if the Torah mentioned that the reason as to why there is Gulas Kreivim by Nimkal Akum, Shal Yitma bin Akum, all right, but the Torah doesn't mention it, we say it, so Mimela we cannot be Matche a Gzera Shomet because of that Torah. It's a special Zot HaKosov. You look, Menu, Lezev, Merach, there is Yitzir, Echirus, Aldi, Guras, Chayim, only by Nimkal Akum, and not by Nimkal Yisrael. Who says that? The Talz. But the Makshin obviously did not know what this Zot HaKosov, because if he knew, he wouldn't have asked. So, Hiksha Rav Rav Meir, למה יישא עוד בית עוד לא ידינו מיוטה היגלנו so the מקשין should have asked another question אמרו יאו לבקר וחינה שמוכו בזדן Yemigal Biele. Umamin Kalevich Chavik. The Makshin was only trying to deduce from this price of Rebbe that Rebbe is lo Yaosachasach. Because if Rebbe is Yaosachasach here, then Rebbe is difficult. Why does Rebbe say, as a Dema Poshut, Umam Shein Nigal Beile, that Nimkau Yisrael is not Yisrael Chirus al Graskevi, on the basis of Sachasach here, is Nimkau Yisrael should be Yisrael Chirus al Graskevi. But, if we are to assume that Rebbe rejects the Alfuse of Sachasachir, then everything is fine with Rebbe's memory. Now, even if we assume that Rebbe rejects the Alfuse of Sachasachir, but according to the Makshi, that there is no Xeras HaKosuf of Yikoronu Lezevorachir, so then Rebbe should learn how to apply Kavachina, and the conversely that Nika Yisrael is Yisrael Gaskai. Rebbe is applying Kavachina this way, that Ligabe Nigal Bishesh. So, in other words, that Nimkal Akum should be Yitzi Bishesh. So on. But the Makshe should ask, since the Makshe assumed there is no Gzeres HaKosuf of Yugolem Rezebre Achea, so he should apply Kalachima the other way. So Mele, Rebbe's memory would be difficult even if we are to assume that Loyal Zachasach. And the Makshi is saying it is only difficult if Rebbe is Yahweh Zachasach. But even if Rebbe is loyal to the Socher, you're the cash. The Yitzhak Mimai said, "Don't I do with how you go and I'm married out of the Chemish, or Ben Yini Kubei Yireh, Uma Min Kauwe Vet Kechovim, Shein Nigal Bishesh." Because the Makshe didn't know that, Uma Min Kauwe Vet Kechovim, because that's the Xeris HaKosov of Be'er Nigal, Ve'er Nigal B'Sheish. So Nimkal Chovim is not Yitzel Chelot B'Sheish. So that means Nimkal Chovim is relatively homo. Still, the Nimkal Chovim is relatively homo as it is manifested by the fact that he is not Yitzel so readily Lechelot or B'Sheish. So the relatively homo is Nigal Bikrevin, Nigal Beile. So Mokhu Bezdin is relatively cow, she Nigal Bishay, she Nidin, she Beile, and Nigal Askrevin. So even if Rebbe is not Yahweh Socher Socher, there is still a Kashi on Rebbe. Vitiret, so here Tesis has two thoughts. Vitiret, Dikel, and Yifrach. Malim, Kalevich, Chobim, שכן יצא במססוד ולא כן דינו שיגל בלה. So we couldn't learn out that Kalachina. We couldn't say if the relatively homo nimka leako who is not Yitzi B'Sheish is Nigal B'Krevin, so the relatively Kal Mechul Bezdin, who is Yitzi B'Sheish, certainly should be Nigal B'Krevin. Why? Because there is a pure chandes kavochin. Malum kavavit kechovin. Even though he's relatively chamu, but at the same time, he has certain kuras too. Shechin yitzin misesod. Velochin dinu shiigol beile. Even though he's relatively chamu, because he's affected with certain kuras. So maybe he's affected through this kula too. Tema Rinka with Yisrael. Sheni Yeitze, even though he's relatively calm, but he doesn't have, he's not affected through this kula. Sheni Yeitze Mizor, and Shari Yisrael Ben, Ukach Dinu Shal Yigal Beya. Mikol Moke, Mikoch, Dohomo Vriyo, מוצינו למירת מייקה וחיים בה, דנים כאלה לקחובים, שאני ורס לא יסה בן לא יסה בס. אז, so there is no פירחה, ויזה אביה מבריאו. And once we learn loud לגבי המבריאו, so then we can learn out, אבדיב ריפה מה מבריאו, because of the הקש. ועוד אמירת, ואבדיב רענים כאלה ישראל מהקי שדיב ולעבריאו. Then the Marie gives a strange and apparently strange start. Now what was the kashi? The makshe, why did the makshe say the Rebbe's memory is difficult if we are to assume that yalosach hasach? But so then Rebbe should learn out on the basis of Zereshove that Mechul Bezdin is Niga Yitzchiris al Yitzchir. The implication being, but if Lo Yalif Socher Socher, then everything is fine. But even if Lo Yalif Socher Socher, so on the basis of Kavachina, you could learn out that Mechul Bezdin is Yitzchir al Yitzchir. That's the cash. So Maritiret, Dile Yigolanu, Hava mine dulinka in Israel nam nigal beile. Inochanam, according to the Makshe, so we did assume like that nimka in Israel is Yitzhak Dugas Kreil. But Rebbe says the opposite. Uma mishein nigal beile. So when Rebbe, the Makshe assumed that when Rebbe said Umam Mishein Nigal Beire, the one who is relatively humble, Nimkal Yisrael, Nimkal Bebez, who is relatively humble, so is a Nigal Beire, because Kaidmi doesn't mean who is not actually Alibidemes, not Nigal Beire, because Kaidmi. Abiyemes, he is Yitzchiris al Yitzchiris Kreilim, but it's not written beferesh in the Torah that he is Yitzchiris al Yitzchiris Kreilim. Uma mishini nigo bele pirush leksiv b'kho behedye shigo bele. Nigo b'sheish, nimka lo yichovim leksiv behedye b'kho shigo bele. In addition, shigo b'sheish. It's a very strange kalachina. The Kalachema means we learn out a cow from the home. So if the Pshat Imam Mishin Nigal Beile, Nim Kal Yisrael, is relatively homo, he's not Yitzel Cheus, all the best craving means Aluba the Emes, not Yitzel Cheus, so he's relatively homo. But if Aluba the Emes, he is Yitzel Cheus, all the best craving. But it's not written in the fairs. It's only on the basis of the Kalachema. What difference would it make? But he is not relative to Chomo. The fact that the Torah doesn't write explicitly that he is not Yitzir Chayos, that he is Yitzir Chayos, Al-Dibuas Kaimim, that makes him relative to Chomo. Even though the Torah implies to the Kalachimea that he is Yitzir Chayos. Kind of a concept. So Teisa says we find a counterpart Yalfuse in Bomutsi. Vachaname Amrino Firikatsirchas Apealim, the boy may not be shared a hail. Now, we have two psukim, Ligabe Achille, one posik Ligabe Sheir and one posik Ligabe Odom, the pair. So the posik Ligabe Sheir says, Lisachsim Sheir Bidishim. Don't close, don't stop the axe from eating from the crop while it threshes. That's torch. When the axe threshes, it's already plucked out from the karak and it's free. And then we find another posik. We find another posik. We got vis-a-vis other repair. Boy, it is 80. Ki sabei dvorim chafei dvorim chavgimu posik chafei ki sabei bikerem reyecho v'yachalto anovim ki nafshecho sovecho v'lokel yachol isit des de aloche pei al odo. But that deals with mechuba. So we have one posik v'gabisheir v'lisachtem sheir b'dishei that is echel b'torush. And we have one posse, ligabe odom, peyal, that, I mean, one posse, ligabe sheir, that is eichel b'tolosh, v'sachtim sheir b'dishei, it's already tolosh that way. And we have a posse, by odom, that is eichel b'mechubah. So then the question is, does the Sheir has the right to eat Bimchuba? The Torah says, L'sachim Sheir B'dishei, that's B'tolosh. How do we know that the Sheir has the right to eat Bimchuba too? The Sheir Eichel Afil Bimchuba. Mikalvachim Elodo. Uma Odo Mishin Eichel B'tolosh. Eichel Bimchuba. So Rashi there says, Uma Odom Shinechel Bitorush. What do you mean Odom is in Echel Bitorush? The Gemara says that Odom is Echel Bitorush. But that is deduced through Yalfusi. But the Torah doesn't say explicitly that Odom is Echel Bitorush. Through Yalfusi it is deduced. What does the Torah do say? What does the Torah say explicitly with Gabi Odom? That is Eichel B'mechuba in a Perik Chav Gimel, in Dvorim, a Pasik Chav Hei. So, this is how... No. But he is a chamtol, but only on the basis of a certain alfusi. So, uma odom, shenei yechol b'tolosh, is yechol b'mechuber. So, odom is kal. In what sense is odom kal? There's no, it's not mentioned beforehand in the Torah that is yechol b'tolosh. Mashein kin sheir. Is homo. It's mentioned with Sachsim Sheir B'dishei. מכוחים אמרו שנכו תורש למחובה, ששכו תורש נשכו מחובה, אמרו, מכוחים אמרו אדם שנכו תורש, אף על פי שם עשו שיכלה בתורש. אלוך הפירושי, שנכו בתורש לא יקוסף בהדיה בכל שעוד המכו בתורש, כדי פירוש אחר. So in other words, the Ma'ariv says, there's a pshat in the Gemara. There's a pshat. According to the Makshe, this is the pshat in the Gemara. According to the Makshe, that there is no gzeras hakosuf of Beil hu nigal. Beil hu nigal. Now, according to the Makshe, I'm sorry. According to the Makshe, that there is no gzeras hakosuf. Of Yigoram, Lozevelachia. So then we can learn out through Kawachimer that Nimkal Israel is Yetzia of the Raskai. But why does Rebbe say Umam Shinidal Beil is not Yetzia? It's not written explicitly that he is Yetzi, but only out of the Lachina. So what is the kasha of the Yubore? Is al gdai doch yaw if socher socher? So then, am I mikomam mishin nigal beire? I mean, he means by nigal beire, it's not written explicitly. And exere shove is not written explicitly either. So Masho raises that question. And the Masho says, according to Mari, there is a difference between the Alfuse of Kalvachimera and the Alfuse of Exereshov. Why? In other words, a Alfuse of Exereshov is considered to be the equivalent of written explicitly. The Alfuse of Kalvachimera is not considered to be written explicitly. Why is there such a difference? Monafshah. Both are not written explicitly. It's only three alfuses. What difference does it make whether it's a alfuse of Gzereshove or a alfuse of Ikalachim? So, the Masho says, according to Mari, there is a basic difference between the alfuse of Gzereshove and the alfuse of Kalachim. The alfuse of Gzereshove is considered to be as significant as if it had been written explicitly. Yafus Kalachimera is also Mashmei Zakon, but it's not as significant as if it had been written explicitly. Why? Because the Gemara says, so the Pashtus is, the Gemara says, Kalachimera Odom Don Yatzmei, but Gzereshove has to be based upon Kabbalah Mirabe, Halacha L'Meishah Misinai. So in other words, Kalachimera doesn't require a Kabbalah L'Meishah Misinai, that this Halacha is to be deduced through Kalachimera. Now, Matzmei doesn't mean Matzmei, that we are at liberty to deduce Kalachimera. Only the Chachma Kabbalah, Tanoim, Amoroim, they are the Keach. But not only we, even the Geinim, Rav Haigoen, Rav Sriragoen, the Geinim Elo, did not have that power of deducing Kalachina. Tei says, sometimes, Esikashi, why doesn't the Gemara learn now the Kalachina? Because Tei says, knew all the glory, how to deduce Kalachina, we don't even know it. But he says, knew all the glory, that's a field in itself. There is a Sefer Akrisus written by Rabbi Shimshon Mikin, and he discusses only the glory of the Yidgimu Midish HaTeru Parashas Ben. So in other words, when the Chazal deduced the Kalachina, it doesn't mean they just arbitrarily deduced the Kalachina. There are certain glory according to which you can deduce a Kalachimera, and And Tesis knew all these qualities, so Tesis sometimes asks, why didn't the Tamroim, the Yusik Alochema? But only the Chachmei HaMaaseira had the Keach to the Yusik Alochema without the Kabbalah of the Nation of Sinai. But the Gzer Shove, even the Chachmei HaKabbalah, don't have the Keach to deduce Gzer Shove without the Kabbalah of the Nation of Sinai. So that's why Teisves distinguishes between the Alfuse of Gzer Shove and the Alfuse of Kalachim. So the Machin didn't know the Gzer Sakosuf of Yikolem was a very lach. So maybe we could, on the basis of the Kalachim, learn out that Nimkal Yisrael is Yetzi Yaldi Goyas Kreivim. But still, but that's not a double Mefurish. That's not double Mefurish. So the Machin said, Bishlein, if you say, Lo Yalif Socher Socher, so then we understand Rebbe. Even though Alib the MS, he is Yetzi Yaldi Goyas Kreivim, but it's still considered as relatively humble because he is not Yeitze Lichayos of the Gulas Kreivim on the basis of Devam. Now we have to understand this. All right, what's the pshat? All right, so he doesn't read the Kabbalah, but the Torah gave them the keach to deduce the Kabbalah. So when they deduce it, so that is part of the Torah. So why shouldn't it be considered as significant and as strong as the one for the Torah, just as Gzer Shove is considered as significant and as strong as the Osho? What does it mean, the whole thing? Now, I mentioned more than once the Shittas HaRambam, that everything, every halacha that is deduced through the Midrash HaTeir Nidrash Hesbein, so has a din of divorcee. It's not just a question, you know, of nomenclature, of calling it. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. No, al pidin, it has a din of divorcee. Doesn't mean chassid sholem that gdushi kesef is mamish divorcee, chassid sholem. The Rambam is made that if an isha became kudeshes for kesef, and then somebody was mezane with her, so they're both chayiv nisim. Not chassid sholem b'shin the rabbon. The Rambam doesn't call it the rabbon. The Rambam calls it k'dushe k'divaseifer. But there are two types of divaseifer. There are divaseiferim like Kriyas HaMegillah, and Chanukah, where the Chachomim won't be sacrament. And there's another type of the Seferim, which is the Raise. But the Seferim, the Chachomim deduced it through the Midi Shatir and Vrashidim. So it's not just a question. So the Roshna Rambam means in the Chassishes, Uva Kesef, Undin Teo, Midi Seferim, Vidin Teo. In other words, we shouldn't Chas V'Shalom think it's Mamish the Seferim. But he doesn't mean he just the name, he calls it because the Sefer deduced it. No, there are two categories of the Raises. There is one category of the Raises, as the Rambam explains it in the Sefer HaMitzvot, which are implicit in the Pshutei Shel Mikra. And there is another category of the Raises, which is also Mashmoyes HaMikra. But it's not implicit in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, but in the Drash, in the Drosh, in the Alfus. In the office, and there is an afternoon. For example, I know two afternoons. between the derises that are implicit in the Pshutishon Mikro and the derises that are implicit in the Drash. In regard to Nishbal Batos HaMitzvah, Yeshua Shov. So the Rambam says, if somebody takes Yeshua to eat Kazayis Nivele, it's Yeshua Shov. It's not Chal, it's Yeshua Shov. It's Chayim Malkes for Shov. But if he takes Yeshua to eat Chotzi Kazayis Nivele, even though Chotzi Shio is also not Torah, so the Shua is Chal, it's not Yeshua Shov, it's Chal. And he has to get a Torah on the Shua. So the Ram explains it. Why? But Chotishio is also not Torah, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer is, because it's not Mefurish but Torah. It's deduced from the Midrash Atir Dreshet Bet. Kol Chelev. So it's not just a question of nomenclature, of calling a divisive. No, it's a separate category of the rices. Then another nafkamina between the rices that are implicit in the traditional mikro and the rices that are implicit in the drash in the alfuses is in regard to mutef shiyushayim roman ezidim. If women are accustomed not to be meisif mechir akedesh erev kippah, so we shouldn't make an issue over it. But if chas v'shalom women will be accustomed to eat Tanya Kippur itself, so we have to make a scandal. So Rishayim say, why? Because the din of taste is Yom Kippurim, so is deduced for the alfuses. It's not written explicitly in the Torah. V'nisem es nafshiseichem b'tisal achidesh b'erev מערב עד ערב תשבי שבתכם וכי בשיא של החידש מסענים והרי בסיר מסענים אבל כל איכו ושיא זה כי קשי מהו הכוסוף כי סענה קשי ועשיר but that's not בשיא של מיקרו זה דרש it's MS it's much more than מיקרו but so in regard to some to a derisi that is not mentioned in the Pshutish of Mitzchor. So we say Mutashiu Shayin Vayimiti, not to make an issue, but let's say something that is written in the first of the Torah, somebody eats in Lele, so we have to make a scandal too. I mean, if, as if we, and through the scandal we'll be able to stop it, of course, I mean, if even by making a scandal we won't be able to stop it, so then there's Allah. כשם שמצורים על דבר הנשמה, כך מצווה שלא יורים על דבר שאין הנשמה. So that not means. So apparently, the sheet of the Mari is similar to the sheet of the Rambam. But, one difference. According to the Rambam, so all the halachas that are implicit, not in the Pshutish HaMikro, but through the Midrash Atir Dreshet Bet, heavy thing of the Seferim, according to the Mari, Kal Vachomer has a din of the Seferim, because Odom Dome Atzmi, even though it's also Mashmoyes HaMikro, but since it's Odom Dome Atzmi, it doesn't have to be based upon a Kabbalah, the nation is Sinai, so Mimele, it's a special category. Mashengi is a Reshove that has to be based upon a Kabbalah nation in Sinai, and the even Chachmei Kabbalah, without the Kabbalah, that this pasuk and that pasuk have to be deduced one from the other through exershove, so maybe it's considered like Pshutish HaMikro. So it's like the derisa that is implicit in the Pshutish HaMikro. The tradition. All right. Now, you remember we once discussed the Shittas Rambam Rambam says that the Shikesef is the Sefer. So the Chacham Luniel inquired from Rambam, why? After all, it's his Rashab. There is a Chiyuv Skile and a Shishish who became Kodeshes through the Shikesef. And then another Kasha that the Chacham Luniel inquired to the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that Bie and the Shtar are the rice, the gamma. But Kesev didn't take all, but Bidi was it. Monefsha, Bishleim et Bie, or Bola, Bulas Baal, so it's mentioned explicitly at all. But Shtar is not mentioned explicitly at all. Makish Avayo Itzi, it's a Hekish. So what difference does it make? Whether it's a Troshe of a Hekish, or it's a Troshe of it's a Shalom. So the Rambam, in regard to the first question, the first query, the Rambam says in the Tshuva to Chacham Luniel, because anything that is deduced to the Midrash HaTeir and Reshes then is not a rice. It doesn't mean chasishon, not a rice. It means it's not the same level of the rice as those halachos that are implicit in the petition. But then the other query, so he says, it's a very good query. But the reason as to why he designated the Dushi Shtar, the Raisa Mamish, like Dushi Be, and the only case, because of the Gemara, Daftes on the base, turn to the Gemara Daftes on the base, to the being, oh, just one old way, just to refresh our memory. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we couldn't learn it out that B is Kene because of Baal. Because I could say, if not for the posik of Bilas Baal, I could say that Baal means Adim Kadish Vodabo. Maskel Rabbi Manu, Kinaram, Rosom, Rahman, Biskil, Mishkazlo, Ida Adish Vodabo, Bui, Ida Adish Vodabo, Laf Kumu. אמרו רבון כאן בבית משכחת לו כי שבוא לו אורו שלו יקדעו כה אמרו רבי עד כאן ותביא רבון עוד אחר אבל באו אותו והקלם בו שלו ידעו כה סבור לו מה יהיה איתן יבוא רגיל אני רואה שמדי נפסו לו כולם בסקילה רבי אמר אני הרגיש שמסקו אותו לחנק אמר רב נחם בא יצרוק משכחת לו כי שקיד שבשתה והוא בגימר המייצי גימר המחת. So, in other words, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out Kedushi Bia from Ubal, but only from Bulas Baal. But without the posik of Bulas Baal, I wouldn't know that there is such a thing as Kedushi Bia. But why couldn't I know on the basis of the posik of Baal? Because I could say, if the Torah didn't write Bulas Baal, I could say that Ubal means Dim Kaddish Vodabor. So then the Gemara asks, Dim Kaddish Vodabor, so now how can Naram also be visualized? Monef Sheh. So the Gemara says, it could be visualized in the case of Kitcha Bishta. Of Kitcha Bishta. So Mimele, she's not a bulo. She's not a bulo. Now, and she's still a psulo. And now I'm also. So then it's beskila not B'chanek. So Rambam says, the Gemara here says, Kein kitcho b'shtar. The Gemara doesn't say, Kein kitcho b'kesef. So it's a raya that Kedushin shtar is the raya mamish. Right B. But kesef not. Because if Kedushin shtar would also be like kesef, so the Gemara could have said, Kein kitcho b'shtar or b'kesef. Why does the Gemara say, Kein kitcho b'shtar? But that is the alfus, just as kesef is the alfus. Well, but that's very strange. It's very strange. I mean, but this Yalfus, Chas V'Shalom, the Rambam doesn't mean that kesef is Rabbah. The Rambam said before, Din Teo, there's a chi of skillet. But it's a special category of the rises, because it's not implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro. So Hekesh is not implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro either. Was the Pshat? I didn't discuss it, because I was waiting for this taste. I mean, no one says that. But I thought of something. You know, we say every day, we say, the price of Rabbi Shmuel, because give me Midrash Atir and Drash Ben. I mean, the clothing of the Midrash Atir and Drash Ben is a field by itself. Is a field by itself. The field, I mean, it is so extensive, and there are so many clothing on it. So, the Rabbi Shimshim Mikunin Sifra Krisis discusses all these comments. But, if you go through the Yidim Midrash Atir and Drash Ben, do you find Hekesh there? Hekesh is not found. You find Rashove, Kal Chimer, Kal Prat, Prat Ochlau, Kal Prat Ochlau. All these us, Hekesh is not mentioned. What about Hekesh? Rabbi Shmuel says, do you give me Midrash? Shatir and precious Ben. So why doesn't he mention Hekesh? So naturally, the Raivet in Tiraskeni, you know, the price is in Tiraskeni, the very beginning. So as the Tkashi, Rabbi Shimshon Mikunin as the Tkashi. And they all give one Teretz. What is the Teretz? The Teretz is that when Rabbi Shmuel enumerates Zer Shoveh, so Hekesh is also included. That's what the Rishim say. I wouldn't give such terrors. I mean, Hekesh is Hekesh, and Zereshove is Zereshove. Zereshove means you find the same word here and there. And Hekesh means there is a juxtaposition. There is a smichus. Makish Abayelitz here. What's the equation between what Rishim say it? We can't ask any kashas. But I think that the Rambam will give a different tarets. The Rambam will give a different tarets. Now, there is also a braise of Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili. You'll find it in the Gemara's Brachas. So you'll find it. So the braise of Rabbi Shmuel and the braise of Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili. The braise of Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili, instead of saying, you'd give me this attorney dreshes, so says not you'd give me this attorney dreshes, but lamed veis midas. And you find certain midas in the price of Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and vice versa, you find midas in the price of Rabbi Shmuel that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili, and you find in Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. So again, Rabbi Nishin Sifra Krisus raises that question. So he gives the teretz. He says the midas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yishai Rabbi Yosi Agmili are not elves. They are techniques. The Knis rules how to interpret it all. How to interpret it all. For example, the one of the midas is that Nivim and Ksuvim, not Torah, but Nevi'im and Ksuvim are Nidosh b'Moshe. We know how allegory. Shenema, Holei Cholchu Eitzim Nimshech Alei Malach. By Gidei, the Moshe. So, it doesn't mean it's not to be understood Kipshutei. It means it's a metaphor. The Eitzim is a metaphor. It represents the Shvati. Not that the trees at the convention assembled, but the Shvatim assembled. Now, this is not something that is Mosot Chachma Kabbalah. Every Jew or Jewess who studies Nach, and when he comes to that parasha, that perek in Shevtim, of Holei Cholchu Eitzim Shal Malach, has to interpret it metaphorically, without not literally. So it's not Midas in the sense of Yalfuses, that Amoso to Tanoim Amorim Chachma Kabore, and not to anyone else, Yeh Mishayeh, even if it's Rav Haigoyen, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban. But it's Moso to everybody. It's a Kalachema is mentioned in the Price of Rabbi Shmuel, and Kalachema is mentioned in the Price of Rabbi Shmuel. But I mentioned that several times. There are two types of Kalachema. There's a Kalachema of logic. Kalachema of logic, that's logic. So every student of Torah so can apply it if it's based upon logic. But the Kalachin of Yalfu said that's more so to Chachma Maseira. Let's say the Kalachin of Naim, Rabbi Shmuel says, so he mentions in Ovia Yorik, Ovia Yorik Yorgu Faneo, Aritisog Yashivas Yami. Aritisog Yashivas Yami. That's not Kalachin of Lachin. Ovia is the Sog Yashivas Yami when the Rabbeinu Shalom is Nezif. Mechateis. But that's the Kalachema of Yalfuse, and that's Moshe to Chachme HaKabore. That's Moshe to Chachme HaKabore. Some Mele, the Rambam would say that there is a basic distinction between the Yudgim Midishatir and Prashas Ben, like Kalachema and Xerashove, even though Xerashove is in a Ndome Atzmei, and it has to be based upon a Kabbalah Mishmi Sinai, but it's still not in Furesh Batal. It's not like implicit in the Pshutishon Nibor. And Hekish, the fact that it's deduced through a Hekish makes it on the same level as if it is implicit in the Pshutishon Nibor. Because the fact, well, first, of course, we know that the Torah is Midrash through Smichus. Of course, that too is Moso to the Tanoim and the Amoroim, not us. But once the Chachmei HaKabbalah have discovered the significance and the remes of this juxtaposition between one parasha and another, between one pasuk and another, so that's considered as if it had been explicitly mentioned. So, Kedush Ishtar is deduced to the Hekesh of Yotzel Hoyso. So that's considered like the Raisi Gomo. The Raisi Gomo. But Kedushi Keset is the Hashavet. Meichat they say, so he mentions this right. Because the Gemara here says, how do we visualize Nara Moroso? One of Shachiv, the Dushin Moroso, she be it. So then she is not a Psula, so she is a Bura. So the Gemara says, in the case of Kedushi Shtar, why does the Gemara say in the case of Kedushi Keset? There's a Chiv Skile. I mean, there is a chiyuv skile for Kedushi Kesef also, but Gemara wanted to mention a Dereise Gomel, not there are two levels of Dereises. Dereises that are implicit in the Pshudishom Mikro, and Dereises that are implicit in the Midrash, through the Midrash Hatir Breshel Bet. So the Gemara wanted to visualize it in the connection with something that is Dereise Gomel. The Reise Gomel. So in Meile, the Gemara mentioned Dushishtam, and Dushishkesef, there's the Pshat in the Shemes, a Rambam. So in other words, there is a similarity between the Shita of Rambam and the Shita of the Mari. But the Mari distinguishes between Kal Vachemer and Zereshove. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Kal Vachemer and Zereshove. And according to the Rambam, so Kal Vachemer and Zereshove and Kal Patachlau, you see all these Roshes, Yudgimu Midas, that the Braisa from Mishmur mentioned, are the same level. But Hekesh, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention, because that's of a higher level. Higher level in the sense, I don't mean Chas V'Shalom higher, but I mean higher level in the sense that's considered like the Reise of, that is implicit in the tradition. So it is similar to the Shite of the Mari, but the Mari considers Gzereshove also the equivalent of being explicit or implicit in the traditional Mikra, because it's based upon a Kabbalah Mishmi Sinai. And according to the Rambam, no, Gzereshove and Kal Vachemer, Gzereshove is like Kal Vachemer and Kal Patachlau, even though Gzereshove requires a Kabbalah Mishmi Sinai. It's not considered the equivalent of the traditional Mikra. Mashiach in Hekesh, which is grounded in the smichus of one posik to the other, that's considered like explicit or implicit in the traditional Mikra. Umantane di Polik alei de Rebbe, de Rebbe Isiye. Umantane di Polik alei de Rebbe, de Rebbe Isiye. Agir de Rebbe Akiva. Di Pid alei de Rebbe, Rashi says. Di Amre di Nink alei di Chodi, Yenche Ishish. Rebbe learns out from the Posik, in the Goyer Be'ere, Be'ilo Nigal, the Nigal Bishesh, that Ninkel Akum is not Yetzi Bishesh. But Rabbi Yisagur and Rabbi Akita is the Achelik, because they learn out another Roshe from Nimoy Goyo Be'ilo. But, so they don't tell them Ixeres HaKosuf that Ninkel Akum is not Yetzi Bishesh, so Meile the Ali Yetzi Bishesh. The Ali Yetzi Bishesh. Yeah, but what's Rabbi Yisagui? Rabbi Yisagui, the Tanya, we go there. We go there, we also be as a lady who is one of the men. So, before, the Torah says, Oy day day when the Golanu Mishepsori Mishpati Golanu is Sigoyod in Nigal. And not then the Torah says when we go there, we ought to be Shasayeli or you one of them. We go there with a big Samuel in the Lila Mishiko, be sure Kolon of Mishibut. So, according to the Isabi, if he called every next of king redeems, then the Devadivayamim Kalakum goes free, becomes a Benchein Gomel. But suppose this stranger, not a Korev, not next of kin, redeems him, from the Akum, so then he becomes the master of the heretofore Eved of the Akum. The time we go, Rabbi Yisrael, Be'elu Anishicho, Bishok Olam Anishibut, Rabbi Akiva Yimea, he says just the reverse, Be'elu Anishibut, Bishok Olam Anishicho, just the reverse, that when the next of kin redeems the Eved from the Akum, so when the next of kin, then the next of kin becomes the master. But if a stranger wins, then he goes out free altogether. My time with Rabbi Sagui, who says, Be'ilin Shicho, if it's Nidal or the craving, so he goes free. No other Mishabi. But if a stranger redeems, so then he becomes the master of them. Amakro im goy beyle el biache vi yotze bishtas ayeve, because what's the pshat in the pasuk? Im goy beyle, he will not be redeemed by craving, but by strangers. So then he has to serve whom? The stranger who redeemed him until the later year. Rabbi Akiva, he explains the pasuk in Ungur Elabele of the craving. So then the Yatz Mishnas Ayivel. But if the Gur is by strangers, then he goes out free altogether. He doesn't have to wait till Mishnas Ayivel. Now, here we have two Yosois. One Gersi is Rabbi Sa'agwili, but that Gersi is strange. Then it says on the margin, Nuscha Acheres V'Rabaki. That is not strange. That's very smooth. V'Rabaki, so let's go over it. According to the Gersi that is mentioned on the margin, V'Rabaki, Nide Elobeloksi, the question is, Rabbi Akiva, it's a kasha against Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva explain the pasuk in the Goro Be'ilei? The Yotza Mishnas Ayyubo Ribon of Himbei, in the Goro Be'ilei. The Torah says, in the Goro Be'ilei. And Be'ilei means daily than daily. What was mentioned in the previous psuki, in the previous pasuk, daily than daily. So how can you explain it? The Torah doesn't say V'Rigoyer Elabele. The Torah says V'Rigoyer Be'ele, not Elabele. That's the Gemara's kashe, the Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the Gemara is raising the kashe against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Adiva Gola, Mide, Elabele, see, how can you explain it? Elabele, when the Torah says V'Rigoyer Be'ele. So in other words, the interpretation made by Rabbi Sa'agwili seems to be the reasonable interpretation of the expression Nigor Beile. So the pshat is the Rabbi Akiva is difficult. Nigor Beile, see, El Bai Kochmik. We don't do bin day the Yigalamu, Zeglas Kraymin. Oy sigo yo de ze glasats me vi ni gal zu glas achein rabbi se agu i sova so in the previous posi so few gulas a mensh one gula by next of king David ben David the other gula by himself David when David himself gives money to release himself and vi ni gal as reference to Gula Bai Acher. So Rabbi Sa'agwili Sova, now one thing is clear: when the Eved himself gives the money, then he is Achers. no one is going to become his master when he gives the money. Then he'll work for himself, that means he'll be Benchir, he'll be Yitzchak. The question is, how about Dede Ben Dede who was craving or Vinigal? Is that involved Shibut or Chil? So, Rabbi Yisi Agumi Soba, Mikro Mitrash Lifonel, now the Gulas Kreivim is mentioned the first, and Gulas Atzme is mentioned in the middle, and Gulas Achirim is mentioned at the end. So Rabbi Yisi Agumi Soba says that that Gulas Atzme is the Melameis, because there we know that is Yisrael Chayos. Is melamed and the expression that is written above lifonot. So just as gulas hatzmei means chayus mamesh, so gulas craving that is written above lifonot also means chayus mamesh. Mashenkin gulas achere. So. Is not lomit from Gros Atzmi. Only the Lifonov is lomit from Gros Atzmi. But the Leachov is not lomit from Gros Atzmi. That's Rabbi Yisagul. Should Gros Kreivna Gros Atzmi? That Gros Atzmi is melamit and Gros Kreivim. Ma Gros Atzmi Shichu, ab Gros Kreivim Shichu. Ma Shein Kein Lachirov is not melamit. So that's Lishibut. ורב עקיבא אינו ימי כל מיר של האחור שלגדוס אחים הגויס עצמי וגויס עצמי שיר הגויס אחים ושיחו מה שאין כי גויס קרייבים סובל בשיבור נוצי דרשם ויוצא משנם סביר ואילו מאיש יחד שיגלו מבחובים מהומה גואלי שיוק, שוקו לדום, משתב עבריים. ומיגל זוגו עשה חיים, ולמת חושק עולם בישראל, גאלי מיד ולכחובים, ולכחובים יוכל אגיל עולו, ולכחובים משתחה של בינה כותם דאבר. רבי יסי סובה מיקרו מיטה של פרנות. ומסס בפיקרון דאבר ישיחו, ומלמדס על שור גולייס ורבי יסין מלמדס על גולס קרימים שיפנאו ומיקרו המדרש ללמד מדרש ללמד על שלפונו והכוסו ומייל ממנו של גולס קרימה גולס עצמי למינון שמנד על שלפונו יקר גולס קרימה לא עומדי מגולס עצמי הקצוב האחר ואחווה קצוב למטה ממנו יקר גולס עצמי המילה יחיד העומר לא מות גולס אחרים גולס עצמי ירוחה בין הוא לא מורי So the question is According to Rabbi Yisi Agur and Rabbi Akiva, so we darshi from the early. A certain darshi. So in other words, Be'ilele implies this is l'chayos, but the other Be'ilele is l'shibut. The question is whether it means Be'ilele has reference to Gulas Kreivim or it is reference to Gulas Achir but the Be'ile is mentioned in order to advise us that certain Gulas affect Chirus Mamesh and certain Gulas affect not Chirus Mamesh but Chirus from the Akum and Chibut by the one who is here. So, but if you say the machlokes between Rabbi Saaguri and Rabbi Akiva is on the question whether Shodor Ufonov or Shodor Achov, so the Torah didn't have to say they were all together. The Torah should say, who one of them made? And then Rabbi Saaguri would say, Mikoniyash Lufonov, so Mele, the Guras Atzmei, which is mentioned in the middle, in Posik Mentes, is Lamed Alufonov, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Lamed Alachov. So why do the Torah have to say, Beile? Yochabir Lomeli. So the Gemara gives a teret. Ilav Beile, Havamine, Mikro Midrash, Beile, Fonov, Beile, Yachol. The Hakel Shichu. No, the Torah have to say, Yochabir Beile. Because if the Torah had said, Vimei Goyo, Vilotza Mishmas Ayiru Vona Vimei, I would say, Mikro Midrash Lifonov Vulacho. So both Rabbi Saaguri and Rabbi Akiva would say that regardless whether the gula is made by next of kin or by strange people, by Recheikin, so his Yetzir Chel is Gomor. Now the Torah says, "V'migoyu be'ile," so that emphasizes that it's only be'ile. So then he has to serve until the evil. But if the gula is made others than be'ile, so then it's not. Then he's yitzlechel's gomo. He doesn't even have to serve until the evil. You are the army coming from Lachov, Akolishiach. Oh, now we're Hash. Hadamine, Abel Hash, Nixi Bele, Lema, she is Chilut, Benay Rachel, Lema, Pidisle, Lema, Pidisle. So the more Snarikashe, Yoche, Hodokushi, Lidirte. Against Rabbi Akiva. So how does Rabbi Akiva say that the Pshat in Be'ile is Ela Be'ile? The Torah doesn't say Ela Be'ile. The Torah says, when we go to Be'ile, we go to Be'ile, not Ela Be'ile. Ela is very complicated. Now let's see the Rashi. Iyok, the Gaon, just look for the Fulacho. Wolf, the little Kosher to Rabkirich, Mishamish, the Yotza Mishnas, I will go. The Torah doesn't say, when we go to our Beile, and we go to Beile, Elo Bisvar come with me. The Beile is a Beile Sova, Mistabre, Gula Sacheri, Mishibu, the Amret Mishiko, have a numerable power play. So the Beile is a Beile on the basis of Svar says that Gulas Achilin has to be Shimut. The Achilin who are giving money to the Akum to release the Ebed from the Akum, they deserve to be Mishtabit in the Ebed until the Elo. Why? Because if you do it to the Ligamre, so then they will not be induced to pay money. Why should they pay money? I mean, they're not such altruists to pay money. It's a lot of money. So in order to supply an inducement to strange people, so that they would be willing to pay money in order to release the Eved from the Akum, so it was necessary for the Torah to give them Shibut in the Eved. Then they'll become induced to they'll become motivated in doing it, so they'll spend a lot of money. That's Rabbi Yisya, Mashiach, in the next 15, they are devoted to the relative anyway. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to supply an inducement to them. That when craving give money, so then they should have the right to mishtabed. Because if they wouldn't have the right, now if he is not such a wonderful person that have it, so we'll exploit the devotion of his relatives and will constantly sell himself to a little hobby, and then relying on the devotion of his relatives, of his next of kin. So in order to preclude this kind of exploitation, so the Torah said that if the next of kin redeems him, then he is entitled to be mishtamed in him until the end. Alright, now we rush. Elo bisvot, me. Klima, ipshto, and I be like, even kore, al kochoch, shim, yos, bishnasa, yeivo, achir, mishtame. Elo bisvot, please. Like a disagree, El Bisloatli, he had the Iraq, Raven Kore, or Achim Kore, the Achim Name by who croaks even. Now, so both, now the Gemara is saying that both. Rabbi Yisi Agri, and Rav Akiva explain the pasuk v'migoyer beira mamish kimashmoy, not v'migoyer beira, because the Torah says v'migoyer beira, not beira, but the question is, what kind, to whom does Eira refer? If he will not be redeemed by them is a pronoun. Who is them? Now, in the previous passage, two kinds of parties are mentioned. Three kinds of parties, all right. But one is certainly, one is Goras Atzmi. But the other two parties, so is craving or strangers. So either by them has reference to the craving or to the strangers. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yisi Agri and Rabbi Akiva. So